I know that you have probably heard of minimalism before. And maybe it seems a little harsh, extreme, or overwhelming. But what if I were to tell you that being a mindful minimalist can actually be nurturing and self-reflective, that it can help you shape the life that you want to create for yourself. As women, we carry so much, and I'm not just talking about our big purses. We carry responsibility and expectations. And I'm going to share with you today how gently decluttering your life can help share your story of who you've been and propel you on a journey of who you are becoming. Have nothing in your house that you do not know to be useful or believe to be beautiful. The first thing I want you to know is that you are not defined by what you own or the state of your home. There is no perfect way to live. There are pros and cons to every lifestyle. And so what matters most is that you are honoring who you are and your unique journey. Your home tells a story. Honor that story as you gently edit things out of your life. There is no such thing as perfection. All of us are always a work in progress, so take your time. Be gentle with yourself and non-judgmental. As women, we have a very complex relationship with our stuff. Let's just take sentimental items to begin with. How many boxes do you own of not only your childhood things, but your children's things, your parents', your grandparents' things? We are emotional creatures, and many times, we put our emotions into certain items. And it's not a bad thing that we are emotionally charged. I think it's a beautiful thing. It's what makes women so sensitive and caring and amazing caregivers. But sometimes our sentimental items can become overwhelming. And so we'll talk a little bit about what to do with those sentimental things. The someday item is really just scarcity thinking. We hold on to things because we fear that we won't be able to replace them. And these don't have to be big items. They could be, a pair of jeans that are a little too big just in case we gain weight. But learning how to trust ourselves that we will be able to navigate, adapt, and even purchase another item in the future gives us self-confidence, makes us know that we are in control of our lives. Many times, our items become an identity marker of who we used to be. It could be a shirt that you wore to a concert when you were 16, or maybe a time in your life when you really felt connected to who you were. Learning to identify why we're holding on to these items and what they truly mean to us can be very insightful. Us women, Sometimes we have a tendency to feel guilty over various things. But I think one thing we feel guilty about is when someone gives us a gift that we don't like, we will still keep the gift because we feel bad about not keeping the gift. Or if we have relatives who have passed something along to us, maybe even great grandparents that it's been down through the centuries, we also feel guilty. Even if we don't have room to store it, we don't know what to do with it, even if it's big furniture that doesn't match anything else in our house, we still really struggle getting rid of it and letting it go. Something that has always helped me in this guilt area is knowing that when I let go of an item, it is going to someone who will appreciate it, love it, and use it. Instead of taking a harsh approach to decluttering, looking at decluttering more like tending a garden. When you have a garden, you go out and you weed a little bit and you're kind of on top of it, you water it. It is the same with eliminating things in your life that no longer serve you. You don't have to take it all on today. Break it into very manageable steps. One drawer, one closet at a time. Take the pressure off of yourself. Unless you're downsizing, there is really no deadline for you to meet. Enjoy the journey. By mindfully decluttering, you will learn so much about who you are. When you hold every single item you own in your house and ask some basic questions, do I love it? Do I need it? Does it improve my life? Is this item something of who I used to be, or does it reflect who I am becoming? Honoring the seasons in our life. Things have a place in a season, and love what they have given you and then set them free. Be sure that you take a lot of breaks, because when you are decluttering not only your possessions but also aspects of your life, it can be very overwhelming and emotional. Sentimental items is an area that I think as women we get stuck in. But how do you keep all the sentimental items without feeling like you're drowning in them? And I just want to say that I will never tell anyone to get rid of all of their sentimental things, because that is a choice only for you. So many of our sentimental items we keep because they hold strong emotions and memories for us. So I will give you some ideas of ways that you could handle some of your sentimental things. Pictures. A great remedy for all the photo albums is to take pictures or have them scanned in. This way, in the future, they're easy to catalog, and if you ever want to print one out, you could. Instead of keeping a big item, let's say a Letterman jacket, you can actually just keep the pin off of it. Or instead of a whole wedding dress, you could just keep the veil. Repurposing items. This just came to me in my life class, where a woman asked what to do with the dress she wore at her son's wedding. She was never going to wear the dress again, but it was her son's wedding, so she felt very emotionally attached to it, and she wanted to respect that item. And together we came up with the solution of taking her dress to a seamstress to make smaller dresses for her granddaughters. This way, her memory is preserved in their little dresses, who happen to be the daughters of her son. So sweet. Share the stories of the family memorabilia. Isn't that really why we hold on to all of these things? Is so that no one forgets? But when we share the story of the item and what happened behind it, then that legacy will carry on for generations to come. Minimalism isn't just about our physical belongings. Being a mindful minimalist can create space, time, energy, and money for the things that truly matter in our life. Starting with your calendar, eliminate the obligations that you really didn't want in the first place and they don't align with your values. This will free up so much time for the areas that you want to dedicate more of yourself toward. Lovingly, look at all of your relationships and nurture the ones that fill your cup, not deplete you. Declutter your mental space. We get caught in these loops of overthinking and analyzing and worrying about so many things that we don't have control over. Some helpful tips are to get it all out, journal it, and then throw it away. Get it out of the head and onto some paper, and releasing all of the worries that you cannot control. If you can't control the outcome, let it go. Sometimes the people in our family and in our home just don't understand why we want to simplify, and that's okay. I actually just did a video talking about how to handle this difference in a relationship. I'll leave the link for that in the description below. It's vital that you respect others in your household, not only their space, but their wishes too. Just because you want to change things up and simplify things doesn't necessarily mean that everyone else is going to be on board. Try to find common ground with everyone, articulating and communicating your desires and hopefully expectations, and finding the common spaces in the house that you can all agree on to keep clutter free, like the living room and the kitchen. Something that's really helpful if you have a large family is to create a home for everything that belongs in the house. This way, everyone knows where everything belongs, and it really helps keep the home tidy and clean. Respect others' wishes in your household, especially their space and their things. If you have teenagers and they don't want you touching their bedroom, then don't. Just respect their wishes. At the same time, you can honor who you are and who you're becoming and what's important to you by focusing on the things that you can control. Your attitude, the schedule that you keep for yourself, your time, and your reaction to everything around you. There are so many benefits that have come with being a mindful minimalist for the last 16 years. So many that don't include your space. You learn so much about yourself when you mindfully think about everything you own. If you think of how your home is affecting you. The items in your home, are, do they represent who you used to be or who you're becoming? It's a lot of self-reflection, and I think that's when we grow the most. Living mindfully also has taught me how to be grateful and content with what I have. Not looking outside of myself for happiness, but going within to find true peace and joy. Be gentle with yourself. Be patient. Have compassion. You're doing great. Have a beautiful day, my friend.